President, Madam President, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Samoa extends its sincere gratitude to the members of the Troika, namely the representatives of Brazil, Denmark, and Uzbekistan, and the Secretariat for their work in facilitating the review of Samoa. We welcome the constructive feedback and acknowledgement of our efforts by all countries who engaged in our review. We wish to thank those countries that sent us advanced questions, as these were helpful in ensuring a constructive dialogue. Samoa wishes to reiterate its recognition of the importance of the UPR process, which allowed us to introduce changes to ensure more meaningful stakeholder engagement and deepened understanding and appreciation of our national stakeholders and operational backgrounds. The current review has contributed also to the strengthening of our national mechanism for the implementation, reporting, and follow-up task force, which was instrumental in the preparation of our current report. Samoa acknowledges all the 145 recommendations provided and has supported 112 and noted the rest. Due to the extensive consultations held prior to our report finalization and presentation, we're able to signal our position at this stage. All recommendations, whether supported or noted, will be part of our human rights implementation plans going forward, as we have done in the past cycles. In our Prime Minister's remarks and our responses during the consideration of our report, we had made clear our position on some of the issues we have noted. Some of the responses provided during our presentation was also based on feedback from our non-government organizations present that evening. And in this regard, I thank the Troika and Secretariat for accepting our request to reflect the large presence of our NMIRF task force, UN, NHRI, NGO, and CSOs that evening in the report. This week, on Monday, the 8th of November, we held a special meeting of our task force, which was extended also to the UN family, NHRI, and all the non-governmental stakeholders that participated in the UPR consultations to gauge their feedback on the process and presentation. We conducted initial consultations and reactions to all the recommendations. And I'm pleased to confirm that we're already starting our planning for implementing all the recommendations. We reiterate the importance of assessing the process to allow for proper contextualization of the issues. We also invite all the international NGOs who made submissions towards our UPR to reach out to us for further dialogue on some of the issues raised in their reports, so we can all understand and manage expectations of the pace of implementation. As we've said before, Madam President, there are also no simple solutions to some of the issues raised. What we are sure of is that a whole of society approach with a whole of government response can make all the difference. Thank you very much, Madam President.